Blackstone Publishing presents Alter Ego, a Jonathan Stride novel by Brian Freeman. This book is read by Joe Barrett. For Marcia. Know you? I wonder, do I know you? Before I could answer that, I should have to see your soul. Oscar Wilde, The Picture of Dorian Gray. Chapter 1. The man in the Australian oilskin coat and black cowboy hat didn't realize it yet, but fate already had dealt him the 13th tarot card. A skeleton on a white horse rode his way, bringing death. He had 90 seconds to live. He struggled through knee-deep snow, past skeletal birches and evergreens that shook their hunched shoulders at him. The bitter, driving wind in his face was so cold it actually burned. Under the clouds, the night was black, with no moon or stars. He used a flashlight to make his way back to the lonely highway. When he looked behind him, he saw wind and snow filling in his footsteps. Soon there would be no evidence that he'd been here at all. An owl hooted above him. The bird was close by, but then it lifted invisibly over the high trees as if alarmed by his arrival. Its mournful calls got farther away. Owls were another harbinger of coming death, but he didn't think about that. He was a summer man in a winter place. It was January, in the empty lands northwest of Duluth. The coat he wore would have been fine for a Florida cold front, but not for the sub-zero temperatures here. His leather gloves were unlined. His feet inside his